Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek and I'm so glad to have you with us today. We've got an excellent show. But before we get started, before I give you the details of what's coming up, let's kick it off with prayer as we do each day. Now, today is the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple of minutes. But what I'll do is today we'll pray a morning offering, and then I'll go into a prayer to end abortion. So let's do that today. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in thanksgiving for your favors, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular, for the intentions of the Holy Father. And now our prayer to end abortion. Lord God, I thank you today for the gift of my life, and for the lives of all my brothers and sisters. I know there is nothing that destroys more life than abortion. Yet I rejoice that you have conquered death by the resurrection of your Son. I am ready to do my part in ending abortion. Today I commit myself never to be silent, never to be passive, never to be forgetful of the unborn. I commit myself to be active in the pro-life movement and never to stop defending life until all my brothers and sisters are protected. And our nation once again becomes a nation with liberty and justice, not just for some, but for all. Through Christ our Lord, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. That prayer, by the way, came from Priest for Life. You can find a copy of that at priestforlife.org. I will make sure to have that linked at Spirit in the Morning. So today is the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. And the reason we're having it on this day, January the 23rd, is typically we have this day of prayer on January the 22nd, which was the anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision, which legalized abortion. Today, because it fell on a Sunday yesterday, the day of prayer is today. It's been transferred to today. We're also in the midst of this 9 Days for Life campaign. And you can find more about that at 9daysforlife.com. The bottom line is, as we enter into this week, culminating on Friday with the March for Life in Washington, D.C., yesterday, of course, was January the 22nd, the day that abortion was legalized in this country. We want to keep our unborn brothers and sisters in mind. We want to realize that this is a serious problem, and we're all called to do something. And you're going to hear more about it on this show throughout the week and in general. We are very pro-life here. I believe very strongly in this message, as does everybody at Holy Spirit Radio. We've got to stand up for life. Tomorrow on the show, Father Frank Pavone will join us to give us a special message. I'm sure everybody is familiar with Father Pavone and the great work he's done for life. But we want to do what we can here to remember that we're all called to do something. But we've got a great show for you today, so let's kick it off by introducing my friend, my brother, my co-host, my confidant, whatever he is, David Parker. How are you,
hey,
brother?
I'm good, brother. Brother Gary. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. It's always good to relax, recharge the batteries a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And we do need to recharge those batteries.
You know? Are you recharged?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, I had a great weekend.
Tell me about it. Did you watch any football yesterday?
I did. the teams I wanted, neither of them won, okay? And that'll give you. So I wasn't the most happy, but it is what it is. And Atlanta just was playing phenomenally. So they deserve to win. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Tom Brady and his bunch, wow. You know,
They just always seem to win.
They always seem to win.
Right. There's just something about that.
Yeah. But Atlanta I wanted Green Bay, and I thought Mr. Aaron Rodgers would really bring it back because he's known for coming back and being poised. Not this year, not to be.
Yeah. How about your men's group? Did you go to your men's group this weekend?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. It was a wonderful Rosary men's prayer group at St. Francis Cabrini, the first and third Saturdays, if I can get that in. Mm. And it starts at 7 a.m., not 7 p.m.
Okay. That's really powerful, though, that men get together. And we see more and more of this around the country.
Absolutely.
As men, we need to step up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Right? And it is so refreshing. One comes out of there because, and first and foremost, it's a group. Mm-hmm. And Monsignor Michael McCormack is always there, usually, unless he has a funeral, which happened this past Saturday morning. So he was there for about 20 minutes and then had to leave. Mm-hmm. But it's once one comes out of there, it's an unburdening. And it's uplifting to see so many men who have who are on their journey, wherever they are in their journey. At least, you know, we're praising God and saying the rosary and keeping the Blessed Mother in our focus.
Nice, nice. We need more of that. And, you know, Dave, I'm excited that this year we're going to be broadcasting live from the Man Up Philly Catholic Men's Conference.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
St. Joe's University in March. It's taking place, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be broadcasting live with a special weekend edition of Spirit in the Morning. So stay tuned for more information about that. Lots of great speakers. We're going to have some people on from the conference in the near future to talk about it. Mm. And if you know any men in your life, or if you are a man, please consider coming to Man Up Philly this year. What's the date on that, Dave?
It's March the 4th.
Okay, Saturday, March the 4th.
And in fact, at our prayer group, there are several gentlemen that were spearheading the intra-Cabrini parish, you know, invitation, so to speak. So they handed out these beautiful flyers for Man Up Philly.
Nice, so, nice. Yes. So we're going to start. You're going to hear more about that. We will continue to spread the word for Man Up Philly. Speaking of the rosary, Dave mentioned the rosary. Today on the program, we're going to be joined later on by Father Donald Calloway. He wrote an amazing new book called The Champions of the Rosary. If you are someone who maybe is on the fence about the rosary, or maybe you're struggling with the rosary, you wonder, why am I praying it? Or maybe you're not praying it. You just can't seem to fit it into your day. Maybe you're not Catholic. Maybe you're a non-Catholic Christian. You're thinking, what is the deal with the rosary? It's idolatry. It's Mary worship. There are so many confusing questions that arise regarding the rosary. Please stick around. It's 7:35. You need to hear Father Donald Calloway and what he has to say. This book changed my life. He is somebody who has been profoundly affected by the rosary, and he's going to tell a little bit about his story and give us a little insight into why the rosary matters. So that's coming up also later in the week. We've got a big week this week, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow on the show, we got a doubleheader. Father Frank Pavone will join us, and it was really hard to get Father Frank to fit the program into his schedule. He's in California right now.
Wow.
He was willing to do the show today, but it would have meant he had to get up at 4:30, and I didn't think that was fair. So we're giving him a little sleep because he's got the March for Life.
Yes.
Father Frank often travels. I think his statistics say he travels 80% of the time. Oftentimes, he's in four states in 1 week.
Holy cow.
So, and he's been doing this for years.
Yeah, can I ask, was he out there for the Walk for Life this past weekend?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There was, he might have been. There is some event there that he's out for, but he will be back in New York tomorrow, and he'll be calling us from there. Also tomorrow on the show, Raymond Arroyo will be joining us.
Raymond who?
Yeah, you ever hear of him?
Wow, that
I know. It's so cool.
Big time.
He's willing to come on. He wants to talk a little bit about Mother Angelica, his life with Mother, and also he'll be talking about his Will Wilder series of books. And on Wednesday, let me get this straight, Dan Burke will be here with us. Dan's going to be talking about prayer. He's the executive director of the National Catholic Register, and he's written a great book called Into the Deep. It's all about prayer and increasing the value of your prayer life. We'll also be joined in studio, and this is why you got to get cleaned up and all on your best behavior on Wednesday by Matt Gambino.
Are you looking at me? You were looking at me.
I am. I'm talking to you, Dave.
Are you talking to me?
From CatholicPhilly.com. He's going to be visiting us live in the studio. He wants to see what we're doing here, wants to check up on us, and I think it's great that Matt's coming in.
Oh, I do too.
CatholicPhilly.com. Of course, they are the online version of what was formerly known as the Catholic Standard and Times, a paper that I grew up reading.
Me too.
It was always a paper that got delivered
since I was
to our
in
house.
The area.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a very, very great privilege that Matt wants to come in and check out what we're doing here in the morning. Thursday, your old buddy Bear Wozniak's going to be joining us, and it's always fun to check in with Bear. And then on Friday, we're going to have some live reports from the March for Life.
Yes, we are.
So I'm going to be here anchoring things, and we're going to be reaching out to some folks who are actually on the march, giving us an idea of what's going on in D.C. So very, very big week on Spirit in the Morning. And I want to thank you for being a part of this. I want to thank you for tuning us in every day and for spreading the word. It means a lot to us that you would not only share to start your day with us by tuning in, but by sharing the news about the program with your friends. And a lot of that's being done. I thank you for that. Dave, it's time for the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at the gospel today from Daily Mass. It comes from Mark once again. We're right now reading through Mark's gospel in the Daily Masses. And we're going to Mark chapter 3, verses 22 through 30. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, Jesus began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" Man, there is a lot going on in this gospel today.
Wow.
Dave, the first thing that really hits me in this gospel is the fact that here is Jesus. He's beginning his public ministry. He's healing people. He's preaching the good news. He's doing nothing but good things. And yet what happens? People say, some people are saying, he is possessed by the devil, and it's by the devil that he's driving out demons. Well, first of all, that makes no sense.
Exactly.
But that he's driving out demons because of the power given to him by the devil. I think the reminder for all of us, and I really do mean all of us, is that oftentimes we look at somebody doing something good, and we look at it in a negative light, and we say, well, you know what? He's just doing it for his own purpose, right? And this is what's happening with Jesus. People are looking at these great acts, and they're not looking at them in a positive way. They're saying, yeah, but he's doing it because of the devil, or he's just up to something.
He wants attention.
He wants attention, yes. And in fact, I think it's funny that what did Jesus always tell people when he healed them? And we heard this specifically this week. Don't tell anybody about this, right? So how could he want attention?
Do not utter this, you know?
Right, right. How could he be looking for attention? He's not doing that. But what he's doing, and this is so effective, is when he heals people, he's proving that he is God and that he has power. And that's very attractive to us. We like that because we need that reassurance. Our human nature needs that reassurance. Like, well, why should I believe you? You're telling me you're God. You're telling me you can perform miracles. Show me.
Exactly.
And he's willing to do that.
Exactly. You know, like they're from Missouri.
Right.
Everybody's from Missouri.
That's
the
right.
Show me state.
And we're all like that. I'm affected by the miracles I've seen.
In current time.
But I'm affected by the miracles that I've seen. And when I look back throughout my life, I realize so many times Jesus has showed me that he has power over everything that happens to me. And it's great that he does. Where it becomes difficult sometimes is when we go to Mass and we see a miracle take place there. We see the bread and the wine transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We see that with our eyes. We don't really see it happening. And sometimes we say, oh, that's not really there. That's when we have to depend on the eyes of our faith to see that. You're right?
Our interior eyes, spiritual eyes.
And that does happen. We can believe through faith that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. So, again, we tend to gravitate toward the miracles we can see with our eyes, but how about if we become a little open to the miracles that we maybe can't see? I think that's a good objective. I want to touch quickly, we only have a few seconds left before the break, on the fact that Jesus said, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness. St. John Paul II reflected on this in one of his encyclicals. He said, what this is not that there's a sin that can't be forgiven. It's the fact that we are not open to forgiveness, or we're saying that, Lord, you can't forgive me. I will not open myself up to forgiveness. We can't be forgiven if we don't ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is talking about there. Okay, it's 7:14 on Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, I'm going to share some insights from Pope Francis. Don't go anywhere.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 23rd. Today we celebrate St. Marianne Cope. Leprosy was one of the most dreaded diseases in 19th century Hawaii. But when Mother Marianne of Molokai looked into the eyes of someone suffering from the disease, she saw only the suffering face of Jesus. Born in Germany in 1838, she was a teen when her family immigrated to the U.S. and settled in Utica, New York. She entered the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis in Syracuse, became a teacher, and served as provincial. In 1883, Mother Marianne and six other sisters answered the call of the Hawaiian government to help serve people suspected of having leprosy. In 1888, she and two sisters went to Molokai, where they opened a home for women and girls. She also took charge of the home that Father Damien de Wooster had established for men and boys. Mother Marianne was a devoted servant and educator of the men and women under her care. She was their mother in every way. Mother Marianne continued her work for 30 years. At her beatification, she was praised as a witness to the beauty of the life of a true Franciscan. Pope Benedict XVI canonized her in 2012. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains. When confusion's my companion and despair holds me for ransom, I will feel no fear. I know that you are near. When caught deep in the valley with chaos for my company, I find my comfort here. I know that you are near.
And that was Shoulders for King and Country. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you for tuning in to the program. Let me give you your current temperature and a little bit of information about this nasty weather forecast for today and tomorrow. Current temperature at the Philadelphia International Airport, 44 degrees. Today, rain. Rain's the big word for today. Areas of fog before 7 a.m. Wait a minute. It's after 7 a.m. I need to get an updated forecast, Dave Parker. What's going on here? High near 45.
I'll do it. Ditto.
Today, we're going to have, it's going to be breezy with a northeast wind, 21 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 49 miles per hour.
Wow.
Chance of precipitation or precipitation, whatever. 100%. I know. Laugh at me. That's all right. You know, I'm trying my best, Dave. Yeah, exactly. Tonight, rain, low around 37. Tuesday, rain likely, mainly before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 46.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
If it was snow, we would be really
I was just going to say, I mean, this is January. I mean, we're be thankful that it's usually a nor'easter in January. We're getting pummeled with snow.
That's right, but right now it is rain, but, you know, the rain is, we can always use the rain. I'm somebody, Dave, I don't know if you're this way, but I'm somebody who's affected by the rain, not in a good way. I wish I wasn't, because I understand we need the rain, it's a good thing, but I tend to get a little weary when it rains.
Do you get a little sometimes? Yeah, down, a lot of people, it is.
Right, and I wish it just happens that way sometimes.
In meteorological terms, we're under a low pressure, and that can affect us.
Really?
Physically, yeah. Okay. I mean, low pressure versus high pressure. I know a lot of people it affects their sinuses, let's say, or their joints. You've heard of people talk about, I know the weather change is coming.
Right, right.
Well, that is true.
Okay. So it's just not all in our head.
It's not all in your head.
It's a biological thing sometimes.
Yeah, but when we see it's gloomy, that can be the psychological standpoint or perspective.
Anyway, spend a little time. No, that's good. I appreciate that. That's good advice. See, Dave, you're the scientific guy, and you have all the facts. You're a smart guy.
I'm trying. Well, thank you.
You know, we balance each other out nicely. You're the smart guy. I'm the guy.
But you got to give me a crib sheet on some of those questionnaires you hit me with.
Oh, that's true. That's
no,
true.
Don't ever give me the answers. I want to see how much I know.
That's right. Always good to have you here, though, because you add so much to the show.
Well, thank you.
I'm not kidding. I'm serious.
Likewise, Garrett. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, well, thank
you.
We
wouldn't have a show without you.
That's right. So anyway, and we're glad to have you as a listener to the program as Dave and I pat each other on the back.
My arm.
Thank you for listening to the show, and it really means a lot to us to have you with us each day. And please continue to spread the word. Let your friends know that we're here. And let us know what you think of the program. You can email me directly, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to speak at your parish. I would love to get out more in the community. I speak around the country, and I'm going to have some information in the upcoming weeks about where I'll be speaking in the local area. I'll be headed to St. Rose of Lima next month in North Wales. I'll be giving a talk there, so keep that in mind if you want to come out and say hi. I'm doing 3 parish missions in the area this year. One in Florida. You can come to that one, too. But
I'd rather go to the one in Erie.
I will be speaking.
In March.
I'll be in Erie speaking at Father Larry Richards Catholic Men's Conference this March. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in finding out where I will be speaking, followingthetruth.com is my website. I have all of my upcoming engagements posted on followingthetruth.com. All right, Dave, I want to share some thoughts from Pope Francis. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, what happens is, many times the only news that we get, or the only thing that we hear about from Pope Francis, comes through these secular news sources, and often gets distorted.
Oh, yeah.
And we miss out on a lot of the good spiritual teachings that's coming from our Holy Father. Mm-hmm. All we hear about are things like, well, all he cares about is climate change. He doesn't care about abortion. None of that's true. He cares very much about these things. So I want to start giving some of his teachings, some of his words on the program to let you know that Pope Francis is our spiritual leader. He is really doing a good job in that regard. Mm-hmm. Sure, he's shaking some people up because he's a little bit unconventional.
Yes.
He's quite a contrast when you compare him to Pope Benedict XVI. Mm-hmm. He's different, but the Holy Spirit knows the proper Holy Father that we should have, and we have Pope Francis because we need him right now.
Absolutely.
But yesterday at his Angelus address, he talked about the gospel. Of course, we heard the gospel at Sunday's Mass, just a couple of highlights. And I will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Today's gospel recounts the beginning of Jesus's preaching in Galilee. Of course, that was yesterday's gospel. We heard this at Mass. And we hear that Jesus left Nazareth, a village over the hills, and he dwelt in Capernaum, an important center on the shore of the lake, which was inhabited to a great extent by pagans, a crossroad between the Mediterranean and the Mesopotamian hinterland. So here we see Jesus, our Holy Father teaches us, going out in the midst of pagans. That's a lesson right there. Jesus wasn't just preaching to the choir, he was going to the people who really needed to hear the message. And our Holy Father states that Jesus' message reiterated that of John the Baptist, proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. Remember that? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The first recorded words of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. But we also hear John the Baptist saying the same thing, proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. He states that this kingdom doesn't imply the establishment of a new political power, but the fulfillment of the covenant between God and his people, which inaugurates a season of peace and justice. I like that. Each one, Pope Francis said, is called to be converted, to solidify the covenant pact with God, transforming his way of thinking and of living. Then the Pope said, this is important. To be converted is not only to change one's way of living, but one's way of thinking. It is a transformation of thought. It's not about changing garments, but habits. And then he states what makes Jesus different from John the Baptist is the style and the method. Jesus chooses to be an itinerant prophet. He doesn't wait for the people, but he goes to encounter them. Jesus is always on the move. That's an important lesson, Dave, for us.
Absolutely.
Are we going out and sharing the message of Christ with those around us, even if we don't like them? That's what we're called to do. And he states that we as today's Christians have the joy of proclaiming and witnessing our faith because these first individuals, like the apostles, responded to the call of Jesus. So again, I'll have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com, but get out there and share the good news in some way with those around you. The Lord expects you to do it. When we come back, Father Donald Calloway talking about the rosary. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. A former Republican rival to President Donald Trump is in the spotlight as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee prepares to vote today on Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Marco Rubio, a strong critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has clashed with Tillerson on the subject. Pope Francis says he'll wait to see what President Trump does before forming an opinion about him. In an interview published Saturday evening by a Spanish newspaper, the Holy Father said he doesn't, quote, like judging people early. We'll see what Trump does, end quote. Asked about populist-style political leaders emerging in the United States and Europe, the Holy Father warned against seeking a savior in times of crisis. He lamented that in crises, quote, we look for a savior to give us back identity, and we defend ourselves with walls, barbed wire fences from other peoples, end quote. And the New England Patriots have earned their NFL record 9th berth into the Super Bowl by slamming the Pittsburgh Steelers 36-17 in the AFC Championship game yesterday. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Falcons hammered the Green Bay Packers 44-21 to win the NFC Championship and advance to the Super Bowl. The Patriots and the Falcons will face off in Houston for Super Bowl 51 on February 5th. With this Holy Spirit radio news update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. In the same crime-ridden part of Chicago where he grew up, Dr. Fred Richardson has run a medical clinic for 25 years. He says he's not afraid to be there because people in the neighborhood appreciate the value of his work. As reported by NBC News' Bob Dotson, Dr. Richardson even makes house calls to elderly patients who can no longer get to his clinic, bringing them a smile and a dose of compassion. And his compassion extends even further, because 3 nights a week, Dr. Richardson teaches minority medical students who are struggling. And he does it for free, because in every one of those faces, he sees himself. He was the only African-American in his medical school class. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Oh, Blessed Mother, we pray to Thee. Thanks for the miracle of Your rosary. Only You can hold back Your holy Son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among the women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, dear Mother of God, please pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And the thanks once again for the miracle of Your rosary.
How about that? That was, you know who that was. That's The Miracle of the Rosary by Elvis Presley. Kind of unbelievable that Elvis sang about the rosary. That's what I love about this show. We can play things like that, but I figured we're talking about the rosary. Let's bring on the king, Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, to talk about the rosary. I am really excited about this, our next guest, Father Donald Calloway. He is the author of a new book, Champions of the Rosary. Father Calloway has really done a great job promoting the rosary. And as somebody who, and I'm going to be totally honest here, who has struggled at times with praying the rosary, I've done it for several years, really out of a sense of obligation, really as a chore almost at times. This, and I have to be honest with you about this, and I'm somebody who likes to say I love the Blessed Mother. I've written a book about the Blessed Mother, but I've struggled and I've tried to stop saying the rosary at times, thinking that, oh, what am I getting out of this? This book, Champions of the Rosary by Father Donald Calloway, has changed my life. I am not kidding about that. So I'm so glad that he's able to join us today. Good morning, Father. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, thanks so much.
Father, this book is amazing. You did such a great job with this book.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. I really do. I'm amazed that I'm the author of it, really. Yeah. I hold it in my hands, and I'm like, wow, I actually did this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to throw around the term masterpiece lightly, but I would call this a masterpiece. And people were raving about this book. I heard so many good things about it, and it wasn't until I took a look at it and really began to read it and see the depth of the research that you did and the convincing case that you make for the rosary that I would agree this is a masterpiece. And before we get to talking a little bit about the rosary, Father, I want to let you know on a personal level, before I read this book, I was praying one rosary a day. And I was doing that. My family and I, we pray a rosary at night, which is good. But after I read it, I'm doing multiple rosaries each day. And I'm telling you, it has literally changed my life. So on behalf of me, I want to say thank you for writing this great book.
Oh, man, I love hearing that kind of stuff. That's the reason I wrote it. That's fantastic.
Father, let's talk a little bit about, briefly, where did the rosary come from? A lot of people might question, well, where did this come from? Is this just a Catholic invention that the Catholics came up? Is it superstition? Where did the rosary come from?
Yeah, well, I think the best way to understand it is with the phrase, it's the Bible on beads.
Wow.
So the prayers, almost the entirety of the prayers, come right out of the New Testament. And so, you know, you have the Our Father prayer, and then you have the Hail Mary prayer, which is just a putting together of what Mary said when the angel came to her, what the angel said to her, and then what, inspired by the Holy Spirit, St. Elizabeth said when Mary went to visit her. And so, you know, there was different prayers that were being said to the Virgin Mary from the very beginning of the Church.
Right.
But it wasn't until the 13th century that this particular prayer came into existence as we know it today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very difficult time in the Church, and there was a particular saint, St. Dominic, that was given this form of prayer that is using prayer beads, which were already in existence, and the Hail Mary and the Our Father, of course, which were already in existence.
Mm-hmm.
They came together in the 13th century in this particular devotional form.
Okay. Okay, so it comes from the 13th century in its current form as we know it. It comes from the 13th century, given to St. Dominic, right? So that's the real origin of the rosary as we know it today. Father, let me ask you a question, and I've asked this question myself, and I have a friend who told me the same thing. I've heard, and I've struggled with this myself as well, I don't have time to pray the rosary. I want to just talk to Jesus. I don't have time. I'm busy. It's too long of a prayer. It's just superstition. Mm-hmm. It's mindless repetition, on and on and on. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that if we prayed, if I was told you pray the rosary and you'll get $1,000 deposited in your bank account, I and everybody else would have no problem praying the rosary. So the question is, and I know you answer this in your book, why should we pray the rosary? Why is it so important?
Yeah, well, I mean, for many reasons. I mean, it's the most important reason is that we are, you know, giving thanks as we meditate upon the mysteries of Jesus, and those are sacred mysteries, and those are the mysteries that have saved us.
Mm.
So he's not going to be offended by that. You know, he's going to be rather, you know, grateful for that, because
right.
we're contemplating, you know, when his sacred head was crowned with thorns for us, when he was born for us, when, you know, and so those are things that are not going to displease him. That's going to please him very much.
Right.
Now, on another level, you know, if you think about it, just like you and me, we have mothers,
mm-hmm.
and we love our mom.
Right.
And, you know, every now and then, I travel with my mother. I go on pilgrimages, and people will give my mother gifts. It's funny. You know, they've heard about my mom, and they're like, they come up and they say, "Father, we got a gift for your mom." I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, "Wow, that's amazing." I'm like, "That's amazing." And I mean, it pleases me so much, and I'm so happy. And, you know, part of me, if I had the ability to do it, I'd be like, "Wow, what else do you want? Need something from me? I'll give it to you. You know, it's so kind of you to give gifts to my mother." Well, think about Jesus. You know, he's the son of Mary. So when somebody were to give to his mother, let's say roses, for example,
mm-hmm.
well, that's not going to offend him. He's going to be honored. That's going to touch his heart, and he's going to, because he's God and he has the power, he's actually going to say to those people, "What you've done pleases me so much, because this is my mother, whom I love so much. You get to the front of the bus."
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
He's going to give them so many gifts and so many graces, because he's a son, just like you and me,
right.
who loves his mom.
Right.
And so when we pray the rosary, which is not vain repetition, because, you know, this is something that needs to be addressed, is, you know, in the Old Testament, the Psalms are very repetitious,
mm-hmm.
but they're not. It's not vain repetition.
Correct.
So you'll have a refrain, you know, have a segment, and then you'll have the same refrain, and that'll happen a lot. So, for example, the Lord's mercy endures forever, and you'll keep saying that over and over and over again. Well, Jesus himself prayed the Psalms from the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
and they're very repetitious,
mm-hmm.
but they're not vain repetition.
Right.
So what the Psalms are for the Old Testament, the Rosary is for the New Testament. And so it's repetitious, yes, but it's not vain repetition. So when we say the rosary, the Hail Marys, meditating upon the mysteries, we're basically giving butterfly kisses to Jesus. We're saying over and over to him, "I love you, I love
wow.
you, I love you, I love you." And that's never going to offend him, and it's certainly not in vain.
That is really nice. And Father, also, And because honestly, a lot of us, we've all been at that point, and I think we're all in our spiritual journey, we're all at different points. When we initially start, when we have our initial conversion experience, our mindset is, what's in it for me, right? I mean, and that's honestly, there. So I know we have somebody listening out there who is saying, yeah, I know that's all good, but what am I going to get out of the rosary? And what you detail in your book, there are tremendous miracles that have come about because of the rosary, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And you'll get a ton out of it. I mean, I know for myself, and I can speak from my own experiences, if you suffer from certain vices or certain tendencies of thinking, or even, you know, if your mind tends toward anxiety or depression or things like that, the rosary really is, I would say, therapeutic. It's healing.
Yeah.
There's something about it that really does change your mind, literally, and your heart and your attitude and everything. And, oh, there's so much. And, yeah, all that's in the book.
Yeah, and I can attest to that personally. When you pray the rosary, you have this feeling of peace. But as St. Louis de Montfort has said, and I think you quote this in your book, and he wrote another masterpiece, I mean, the all-time classic on the rosary, right, The Secret of the Rosary.
Mm-hmm.
He has said, persevere even though you might not feel something when you're praying, correct? Like, we're not always going to feel all warm and fuzzy when we're praying the rosary.
Yeah, that's a great point, because a lot of people, you know, really get discouraged with that. And, you know, even the saints struggled with the rosary. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower whom we all love, you know, she struggled with the rosary, and many have. And I think perseverance is key, because, there's going to be times when it's not going to feel good, and you're going to get distracted big time, and you're going to be thinking about what's for dinner, or did I respond to that latest email, or whatever, you know. It happens to all of us. To be honest with you, I doubt I've probably prayed a perfect rosary ever. You know, I mean,
interesting. Okay.
Everybody's going to get distracted. I pretty much can guarantee you that even St. Louis de Montfort probably got distracted. That's why, you know, he wrote those things probably from experience.
Right.
We're not angels. We can't focus on one thing for 20 minutes with absolutely nothing else coming to our mind.
Yeah.
Or things are going to come into our mind. But the key is just to persevere, and that's what makes love, you know, perseverance, and when it feels good and when it doesn't feel good.
Right. And that makes me feel better when I hear that the saints struggled with the rosary, and when I hear that you struggle with it too, Father. I mean, because a lot of times we tend to doubt ourselves and think, well, I'm doing something wrong. Why am I not feeling this? I should be feeling more. Father, I do want to make sure that before we finish our time, we have about 2 minutes left, I want to get your blessing before we go. But I want to ask you, if you could, very briefly, somebody might be listening to this and saying, well, Father Donald Calloway, Catholic priest, he's always been this holy guy. He's always been in love with the Lord. The rosary changed your life, didn't it? It wasn't always this way in your life.
Oh, no, big time. I mean, I was a high school dropout. I had long hair down on my waist, tattooed with the Grateful Dead, followed this old hippie band, was in two rehabs. I was thrown in jail when I was 18. I got kicked out of the country of Japan, where we were living at the time. Yeah, I was anything but a devout Catholic. I wasn't even a Catholic, matter of fact, at that time. So the rosary has power, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing. I can't imagine getting kicked out of a country. You were literally kicked out of Japan. I mean, that's pretty serious.
It's a crazy story.
Well, thank God you found the rosary, Father. It's great that you're one of the champions of the rosary right now, and you're really helping us to understand more about this great devotion. And again, that book, Champions of the Rosary, you can find more about Father Calloway at fathercalloway.com. Is that correct, Father?
That's right, exactly.
And that's where we can order the book as well?
Yep, you can get it there. You can get it on Amazon. It's all over the place now, yeah.
Great. Hey, Father, before we let you go, we have about 1 minute left. Could you give us your blessing?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless all the listeners and their intentions, especially their loved ones who might be away from the faith. We pray that they would open their hearts to your love, trust in you, especially through the intercession of Our Lady. And we ask this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Donald Calloway, thank you so much for joining us, Father, and thank you for writing this fantastic book, Champions of the Rosary.
Thanks, my friend. God bless you and keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, Father. God bless you. Keep up the good work as well. Father Donald Calloway talking about his book, Champions of the Rosary. You can find out more about Father's work at fathercalloway.com. He really does an amazing job in this book. I will have the information linked at spiritinthemorning.com in case you forget, but that's fathercalloway.com, the book. And it just came out this year or last year. Champions of the Rosary, the history and heroes of a spiritual weapon. Gives you the complete history of the Rosary. It lists several people who have been very much devoted to the Rosary. It's got a beautiful collection of full-color artwork, and it gives you some great reasons on why you should pray the Rosary. When we come back from the break, it's going to be time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. 7:46 right now on Spirit in the Morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden.
Come as you are by Crowder. That's the message for all of us. The Lord wants us to come to him just as you are. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to change once we encounter him, but don't get hung up that you're a sinner. Guess what? We're all sinners. He wants us. He loves us. Come as you are. And then here's what happens. As you get to know Jesus Christ on a personal level and you become closer friends with him, then all of a sudden you start to feel this desire to change. Then you just go with it. And eventually he's going to take you by the hand and he's going to gradually move you from where you used to be. And you heard what Father Calloway said about his story. And he really has a pretty sordid past. And I'm not kidding. Everything he said was true. If you ever read his conversion story, but the Lord gradually brings us. He takes us as we are. And then we get changed once we get to know him and as we start to receive the grace that he wants to give us. That's a great song, Come As You Are by Crowder. Okay, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, coming to you from Isaiah 6:3 today. We go back to the Old Testament. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory. Now, here's your homework assignment. Oh, no, you're giving me homework, Gary. Yeah, I'm giving you a little homework today.
What? You promised me, Gary, never, ever homework. Come on.
It happens sometimes. But here's what I want you to do. As you go through your day today, I want you to look for the Lord's presence in everything that happens to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. It might take some doing. I know it's a dreary day out there. The rain's going to be coming down. But guess who's sending the rain, right? I mean, even the rain is coming from the Lord. Just be aware that he created the world. He created you. He created the people around you, including your coworkers who are driving you crazy today, your children, everybody, right? He created them all. Just try to find his presence in everything you do today. And ask the Holy Spirit. I'm serious about that. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, because sometimes it can be challenging to remain, to be aware of God's presence throughout the day. You're in his presence, but you don't often realize it. So ask for that help to be able to find him. Again, that's Isaiah 6:3, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory. Take a look for some of that glory today. I will have that verse linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Okay, I want to highlight something that I mentioned briefly on Friday. In Friday's edition of the Bucks County Courier Times, in the community section, you may have seen this, and I'm telling you, this is unbelievable that they would do this. This is the front page of the community section. I'm looking at it right here. Prayer Without End. That's the headline. And the headline under that, the subheadline is, two Bucks County parishes have held adoration of the Blessed Sacrament around the clock for two decades straight, thanks to the devotion of hundreds of parishioners. Can you believe that this is in a secular newspaper? Dave, mm-hmm. We hear many complaints about the secular press. Oftentimes it's justifiable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is amazing that they would write with respect and reverence.
Absolutely.
About Eucharistic adoration.
Mm-hmm. I was thanking God that the author, the writer of that article, did that.
It's written by Peg Kwan, and the article starts out, in both the silence of the night and the bustle of the day, they visit with their Lord. Amazing. I mean, that's how she starts off the article. And listen, for 20 years... Mm-hmm. Hundreds of local Catholics have made sure that the Blessed Sacrament, capitalized Blessed Sacrament, showing, I mean, this is mm-hmm. respect. This is done very respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
The consecrated communion wafer that they believe holds the mystical body of Christ is adored around the clock in two area parishes, St. Bede the Venerable in Northampton and St. Ignatius of Antioch in Lower Makefield. Other area parishes offer limited times during the week to do the same. And then they go on to say, those who pray before the host say it offers them comfort and peace in an often troubled world. Mm-hmm. And it just goes on and on. This is a great article, nice colored pictures highlighting the real presence of Jesus in Eucharistic adoration at these two parishes.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give a shout-out for Father Michael McCormack of St. Francis Cabrini Parish in Fairless Hills. He was interviewed and also Cabrini has it. Other parishes have it. I just want to let you know. But it was an awesome article. And I love the way she wrote the first couple paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a way of explanation for folks who...
Yes.
You know, don't know about the rosary. Yeah. I thought it was a very succinct, well-done piece.
About adoration.
About adoration,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes. Yeah, and that's so important that we get that word out and that it's written in a respectful manner. So let's give them some positive publicity. Let's talk about this. Buy an extra copy of the Bucks County Courier Times and maybe write a letter to the editor and say thank you for doing this. Because, you know, we're quick to point out when the media doesn't do their job or they do things that harm us as Catholic Christians. But you know what? This is positive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give them some positive feedback for
what
they're
doing. Some kudos for that.
Definitely. Hey, I want to just share this. The current tweet from Pope Francis, we try to share these on the air. This just came out a few minutes ago. Be not afraid, for I am with you. Let us communicate hope and trust in our time. And, of course, he's got that, be not afraid, I am with you, in quotes. That's the word. They are the words of Jesus Christ. Let us communicate hope and trust in our time. That's our job to do that, to get out there and communicate hope and trust. A lot of people are not feeling very hopeful at the moment. Let's do what we can to communicate that message of hope. It's up to us. As we hear so often on the Christophers on the program here, it's all about us. What can we do? It's better to light a single candle than to keep cursing the darkness. Let's close with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day and make us holy. Keep us faithful to your law in thought, word, and deed. Be our helper now and always. Free us from sin and bring us to salvation in that kingdom where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Man, Dave Parker, we had an excellent show today. Father Calloway was just great.
He was. It was a chock full hour.
Words from our Holy Father as well. We got a lot of great music on the program today. Don't forget, tomorrow on the show, Father Frank Provone and Father Raymond Arroyo, almost made him a priest, and Raymond Arroyo will be here on the show.
He may have considered that at one time. Who knows? I mean, look who we hung around with.
That's right.
Mother Angelica.
That's right. And it's so great to have you with me on the program today. Thank you for listening to the show. And remember, spread the word. Let people know that we're here. SpiritInTheMorning.com is where you can find us on the internet. And, of course, you can listen to Holy Spirit Radio over your computer at HolySpiritRadio.org. Keep your dial tuned here throughout the day, and you'll hear lots of great programming. I'm Gary Zimek. On behalf of Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, and everyone at Holy Spirit Radio, thank you for listening. Remember that wherever you go today, the Lord is with you. You know the deal. Turn around and say hi. God bless you. Talk to you next time.